Here today, I want to focus on this topic. For many Singaporeans, owning a landed property has always been their ultimate property dream. It represents space, privacy, and prestige. Unlike living in an apartment or the condominium, a landed home gives you your own piece of land, something that is extremely scarce and very valuable in today's dense city like Singapore. But here, the big question today is, can the average Singaporean still can afford a landed property? Well, over the past 10 to even 20 years, landed property prices has risen significantly. Limited land supply, strong demand from wealthy buyers, and Singapore's growing economy have pushed up prices upwards. To understand whether landed property is still attainable, we need to look at three key factors. Price growth, current entry price, and income affordability. Here, let me share with you something. I can still recall back a decade ago when I just started out selling landed properties, especially freehold landed ones. A typical inter-terrace range from the low 2 million only. These are some examples. I remember selling this freehold inter-terrace in the Hillview area. The land size is a generous 2,200 square feet. Look at the width of the house. The house can even park two cars. This is a two-story house in its original condition. I can still recall I faced a lot of objection from buyers, saying it's old and so on, need to spend money to rebuild and construction costs. But guess how much it was sold back in 2017? Well, it was sold for only 2.25 million each. If I'm not wrong, the next buyer buy it, rebuild it, and sold it for close to $4 million. Today, what can you seriously buy with 2.25 million? Maybe a smaller size freehold resale condo in the Hillview area, or maybe a 990 square feet new launch or 99 years leasehold tenure. Here, let me give you another example. I sold this inter-terrace along Jalan Jurong Kechil. The land size is approximately 2,400 square feet. This is another two-story house in its original condition. Not forgetting, it has a high retaining wall at the back of the house that basically eats into the usable land area. Yet, the house was sold in 2 weeks for only $2.7 million back in 2018. Very cheap, right, in today's standard. Here, let me give you another example. This is a landed enclave in District 15 near Marine Parade. 20 years ago, back in 2006, many terrace houses could be purchased for less than $1 million each, depending on line size, condition, and so on. Well, a semi-detached house then only cost $2.48 million for close to 6,000 square feet of freehold land. Whereas back a decade ago, land price has soared to around $2 million plus for the simple inter-terrace. I know, back then people say they are expensive, but prices keep going upwards. Most recently, similar inter-terrace along the same stretch is already transacting between $4 to $5 million each. This is almost double in value in just 10 years. The same goes for semi-detached to detached homes. Fast forward to today, the number has changed dramatically. Due to limited supply and strong demand, landed properties price have risen consistently. According to market data from URA release, there are 10,752 detached homes, 22,455 semi-D, and 40,432 inter-terrace in Singapore, totaling 73,639 landed homes altogether. This number has stayed relatively flat for the past two decades. Here, let's take reference from HBOP data. Let's compare past entry price of resale landed properties against both resale HDB and resale private condominiums. I will leave out the data for new homes as they may skew the overall data. In this table, HDB prices has increased by 52%. Private condominium saw an increase of 41% and landed properties by 71%. But when we look into it specifically, back a decade ago, an executive HDB flat in a mature estate, say in Bukit Merah, to even Ang Mo Kio to Toa Payoh, will only be selling around 800,000 plus minus. Today, the same home will be likely selling for 1.26 million based on that 52% increase in prices. Correct or not? But for the inter-terrace that is going for 2.5 million back then, the same inter-terrace will be worth 4.275 million in today's term. Here, if we look back at 2016 number, a HDB executive flat at 800,000 versus that 2.5 million landed property, the price difference is 1.7 million. Or simply put it this way, a landed property is 3.1 times more expensive compared to an executive HDB flat back in 2016. However, today the numbers are so much different. A HDB flat at 1.26 million versus 4.275 million for an inter-terrace. That means this is a staggering $3 million difference. This is almost double compared to 2016. This also means that the same landed property is 3.5 times more expensive now. Win liao lo. For HDB upgraders, it means technically they can say bye-bye to buying landed properties. Unless you are the above average income earner. That's why I feel many HDB upgraders have difficulties buying a freehold landed property today compared to 10 to even 20 years ago. They will either go for the smaller inter-terrace that can be found near Shun Fu Road. These are currently trending close to $3 million each for 900 plus square feet. Or you can consider those in MacPherson Garden Estate if you prefer staying in the east. Take note, they are very small. It's around the size of a 3-room HDB flat. What to do? After all, these are the only small pocket of space where you can still find affordable freehold landed properties in Singapore. Here, what if you are a HDB upgrader and cannot afford a freehold landed property? Then how? No worry. Most HDB upgraders will go for 99 years leasehold landed property all across Singapore. From Westwood in Jurong to Kew Estate in Bedok South. However, they come with a catch. Most of them are government land sales sites that were sold back in the 1990s. This means they are left with a remaining lease of 60 plus years. Buyer will have to factor in the depreciating lease in their purchase consideration. Now, let's address the most important question. How much income do you actually need to afford a landed home today? Here, let's take a very simple example. Suppose a buyer wants to purchase an entry-level terrace house at $4 million at a less desired location. Assuming the buyer takes a 75% loan, the loan amount will be easily $3 million. The down payment required is $200,000 in cash for the first 5%, followed by another 20% or $800,000 vice cash or CPF. With current mortgage rate around 1.28% with a 25 years loan tenure. This means the monthly repayment could be approximately $11,690 per month. Whoa, serious. This means their combined household income must easily be $25,000 per month and above. Based on the Department of Statistics data, the top 10% of household employment income per household member is $16,000 per month. Multiply that by 2, assuming husband and wife. This means their household income per family will be easily $32,000 per month. That's why in today's market, in my opinion, only the very top 10% of household can afford a landed property today. For many Singaporeans, the upgrading journey usually looks like this. Buy HDB BTO flat, slowly upgrade to a private condo, then to a landed property. This is because HDB flat often serve as the first stepping stone. Over time, HDB BTO owners share what one. They profit and owners upgrade to a condominium. Then they repeat this cycle again to upgrade to a landed property and so on. However, this journey requires time, discipline, strong income and careful financial planning. Take note, not every average Singaporean, especially HDB upgrader, will reach the landed property stage. But some do, especially those with strong household income. I personally feel that climbing up the landed property dream will be easier if you move up to a private condominium first. Back to the question, can the average Singaporean still can afford a landed property today? Well, the hard truth is no. If you are only average, sorry, buying a landed property is off the table. Maybe you can still consider those in Johor to fulfill your dreams, if any. Only the above average Singaporean can leapfrog to a landed property today. This is because of land scarcity and strong demand. Landed homes are likely to remain a premium asset class for the top 10% of household. Anyway, for those that cannot afford to upgrade to a landed property in your lifetime, you no worry. Life is not only about owning the biggest or most expensive property. What most important is who else are living with you inside the house. You say I talk sense or not? I came across family living in big houses, but they are not happy. So, what's the point? Here I come to the end of this video. Appreciate the like and subscribe. I hope I value add the real estate community with my humble sharing.